Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The ambassador of the usurping Jewish entity dares, and from the land of al-Bukhari, to pour the cup of his hatred upon the Muslims with all arrogance and insolence. On March 26, the platform Kalampir.uz published an interview with the ambassador of the Jewish entity in Uzbekistan, Gideon Lustig. The journalist directed questions to him about the disturbances in the Middle East, especially the war against Iran and the massacres in Gaza and the escalation of feelings of hatred towards his entity in the world. And in the course of his response to these questions, the ambassador tried, in the well-known style of the Jews, to portray his fabricated entity in the image of the innocent angel, justifying his brutality, crimes with weak arguments lacking the lowest logic. Rather, he went as far in his arrogance, which provokes nausea, by portraying themselves as victims, as he claimed with all insolence. We do not target civilians ever. We also stressed that everything that happens started after the attack of Hamas on the 7th of October, 2023, speaking as if they have the slightest right in Palestine and repeating the pretext of self-defense. In summary, the clear objective from this interview was to improve the image of the entity of the Jews and to give a, quote, legitimate coloring to its crimes and to portray it as if it is oppressed. Therefore, organizing such a disgraceful and vulgar meeting raises strong doubts that the matter is not merely an initiative from the mentioned platform, but it was done with support or direction from the Uzbek regime. However, this will not exempt the platform Kalampir.uz from the responsibility before Allah for its acceptance to conduct such a disgraceful dialogue with a representative of that accursed entity, and it will not save it from the anger of the Islamic Ummah. As for regarding the permission of the Uzbek regime to grant this media platform to this criminal entity to broadcast its nonsense and its insolence from the land of al-Bukhari, then what a regret. We no longer become surprised by such actions. It appears that the brutal massacres which the usurping Jewish commit against the Muslims in Gaza, which the tongue is unable to describe, do not raise the lowest concern for this regime. So while the Jewish entity now targets the Muslims in Iran and Lebanon, the regime grants it a media platform as if it mocks the blood of tens of thousands of martyrs in blessed Palestine. And if it aims from behind that to please and is fostering the entity of the Jews, or to attempt to improve the image of the Jews in the minds of the Muslims of our country, then it has completely miscalculated. For no matter how it tries, it will not be able to portray the oppressor as if the oppressed, nor the aggressor as a victim, and it will never succeed in gaining the satisfaction of the disbelievers and the Jewish entity. We see a clear evidence upon that in the example of Iran. Indeed, all attempts of justification will not extinguish the fire of hatred escalating among our Muslim people towards the arrogance, crimes, and double standards of America and the Jewish entity. Rather, seeking affection towards them will not bring to it except calamity, and it will expose the regime to the curse of the people and its severe anger. Allah the Exalted said,
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wan-nasara awliya ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd wa man yatawallahum minkum fa innahu minhum. إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين فترى الذين في قلوبهم مرض يسارعون فيهم يقولون نخشى أن تصيبنا دائرة فعسى الله أن يأتي بالفتح أو أمر من عنده فيصبحوا على ما أسروا في أنفسهم نادمين.
O you who have believed, do not take the Jews and the Christians as allies. Some of them are allies of others, and whoever takes them as allies from among you, then indeed he is one of them. Indeed, Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. So you see those in whose hearts is disease hastening into association with them, saying, we fear that a misfortune may strike us, but perhaps Allah will bring conquest or a matter from him, and they will become over what they have been concealing within themselves regretful. Al-Ma'idah 51-52. There is no doubt that the people of Uzbekistan have increased in conviction and certainty through this interview of the extent of the cowardice of the brutes of the Jewish entity and their hypocrisy and their lack of the lowest standards of modesty, and no slightest doubt mixes with them that this entity, with its arrogance, which rivals the clouds, cannot be repelled and uprooted from the blessed land of Palestine except by the force of weapons. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Uzbekistan.